The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 27th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1983, a small piece of space junk collided with the Soviet space station Salyut 7, damaging the outermost layer of one of the station's porthole windows. But luckily, it didn't pierce all the way through. The two cosmonaut crew was safe inside the station. In 2005, even as Discovery orbited Earth, NASA ordered the shuttle fleet grounded again, while the continuing problem of damaging foam ejecting from the shuttle's external fuel tank was investigated, since the same problem that had doomed Columbia in 2003 had just occurred again during the launch of Discovery, minus the catastrophic results. After Discovery's return to Earth, the shuttle fleet would be grounded for nearly another full year. Actor Simon Jones was born today in 1950. He was the voice and later the face of Arthur Dent in the BBC's radio and TV adaptations of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
We're trapped now, aren't we?
Yes, we're trapped.
Well, didn't you think of anything?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
But unfortunately, it rather involved being on the other side of the airtight hatchway they've just sealed behind us.
So what happens next?
The hatchway in front of us will open automatically in a moment, and we'll shoot out into deep space and asphyxiate in about 30 seconds.
So this is it? We're going to die?
Yes. Except... no. Wait a minute! What's this switch?
What? Where?
No, I was only fooling. We are going to die after all.
You know, it's at times like this when I'm trapped in a Vogon airlock with a man from Beetlejuice and about to die of asphyxiation in deep space that I really wish I'd listened to what my mother told me when I was young.
Why? What did she tell you?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Born today in 1963, Donnie Yen, who starred in Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Biz Morbus was once the most devoted guardian of us all.
I'm beginning to think the Force and I have different priorities.
Relax, Captain. We've been in worse cages than this one.
This is a first for me.
There is more than one sort of prison, Captain. I sense that you carry yours wherever you go.
Today in 1969, Star Trek Discovery co-creator Brian Fuller was born. And in 1970, Game of Thrones' Jaime Lannister, Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Composer Miloš Rožja died in 1995. He did the music for the soundtracks of such movies as Ivanhoe, Ben-Hur, The Golden Voyage of Sinbad, Time After Time, and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. In 2016, Jerry Doyle, who played Security Chief Michael Garibaldi in Babylon 5, died at the age of 60. After portraying the only human character to survive all of Babylon 5's cast changes from its pilot to its final TV movie, he appeared in the final season of Sliders and then ran for Congress, later launching a new career as a conservative radio talk show host. In 1981, Sega rolled out the interstellar shoot-'em-up Space Odyssey in American arcades, one of the first games with isometric 3D depictions of such things as black holes. In 1994, the crew of Babylon 5 discovered that the planet beneath them wasn't as dead as they thought.
What was it?
I have no idea.
We were told that the planet we're orbiting is stable, safe, and uninhabited. Now it appears to be none of those things.
Incorrect. We still don't know for sure if anyone's actually alive down there. The seismic activity planet side could have triggered an automatic system of some kind. We'll know more once we go back down.
What are you going to do now?
In order, process the data we collected from the power burst, then call my wife from Proxima. She loves mysteries.
This doesn't worry you in the slightest?
On the contrary, it scares the hell out of me. But what better way to go out than in the cause of advancing scientific knowledge?
Is this a multiple choice question? I have some ideas.
And in 1997, Stargate came to the small screen as Showtime premiered the first episode of Stargate SG-1, with former MacGyver star Richard Dean Anderson taking over Kurt Russell's role.
General Hammond, Colonel Jack O'Neill.
Retired.
I can see that. Me, I'm on my last tour. Time to start getting my thoughts together, maybe write a book. You ever think of writing a book about your exploits in the line of duty?
I've thought about it. But then I'd have to shoot anyone that actually read it. That's a joke, sir. Most of my work the past 10 years was classified.
Yes, of course.
Major Samuels mentioned something about the Stargate.
Down to business.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Cain.
Upon arrival, you will report for debriefing. And just one more thing. On your trip back, I'd like you to take the time to learn the Babylon 5 mantra. Ivanova is always right. I will listen to Ivanova. I will not ignore Ivanova's recommendations. Ivanova is God. And, if this ever happens again, Ivanova will personally rip your lungs out. Babylon Control out.